the Bud Light Studios, this is Rick Gillis Employment Radio on Houston's ESPN Radio 97.5 The Ticket. Here's Rick Gillis.
Good morning. Welcome, Houston. Happy Saturday morning. Welcome to the business show with an employment focus. Welcome to Rick Gillis Employment Radio. It's a diversity kind of day, meaning we'll be discussing things minority. We've got Tom Finn. He's the author of Are You Clueless? 7 Clues to Profit, Productivity, and Partnership for Leaders in a Multicultural World. So it's a diversity kind of day. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Tom had reached out to me, and we've been talking a bunch, and I've got to say right off the bat, I have not read your book. I've been looking at excerpts. I've been all over your website. But, you know, you and I had enough to talk about just yesterday alone that we could fill an easy hour. So let's get started. And one of the things I want to ask about, you know, your thing here is Clues to Profit, Productivity, and Partnership for Leaders. What's that all about?
Well, you know, what I'm saying, Rick, with this book is that I think we're all just a little bit clueless about people that are different from us.
I accept that, and that's where Keith and I were just leaving that when we hung up with my last guest, Keith Weiss.
And you know, I think what the translation is that then it hurts your business if you don't realize that. Or, if you clue into it, you can use it to build your business or to engage your employees. John was talking about how engagement and caring about the growth of employees is so crucial to retention. Well, mm-hmm. I've got a million stories about how cluelessness can either, you know, turn off those employees or being clued in can help you engage them.
I'll tell you what, that said, let's start with the preface from your book, which is, and I'll just read a little bit and you tell us the rest of the story. This is from your 7 Clues to Are You Clueless? That's where we're going to treat it. I'm not going to give you that. That's way too long a title for me to hit here. The only thing I remember, this is from your book, the only thing I remember about the first dorm meeting of the first day of college was Lionel. I was sitting across the room from a dark, unsmiling, big black man. I came from an all-white, small town. I began to think I should meet Lionel. We were dorm mates, both freshmen, both new. Why not introduce myself? What happened?
I was trembling. And it was all, you talked about your, you know, growing up years, and Keith did too. For me, we had no black people in the town,
basically. He'd never been exposed.
You know, yeah. So I was looking at him, and I was scared. And I was scared because of all the media reports, all the stereotypes that are on the news about African Americans, and especially at that time. And eventually, I got over that scare. I went across the room, and eventually I was the best man at his wedding. But the point that I make in the book is that I've seen that kind of hesitation in all sorts of forms with businesses, not only with race, but with all sorts of other differences like sexual orientation, like religion, like generational differences. So it's that hesitation that I'm focusing on a little bit in the book.
Well, let's talk about how you came to be here, because you're a consultant and you've been living and dying this, and also you're based in Reston, Virginia, which is basically Washington, D.C. So you're right in the middle of cultural planet, not just United States, but the entire world is there. So tell me about a little bit about your consulting business and how you came to write this book.
I work with leaders and teams on how they manage people, essentially, Rick. And over the years, more and more, what would happen if we were doing a team-building session or a strategic planning session, voices would be sort of meekly saying, hey, my voice isn't getting heard here. So I got involved a lot more in learning what happens to people who are different in an organization. And then, once I started that, I started to learn about all the things that I needed to learn about myself. And so it grew, and eventually a lot of people were asking me, particularly black women and Latino women, who wanted a partner who really represented the tops of most organizations. Still now, we still have mostly white men who are at the tops of most organizations, mm-hmm. And so it gives me a bit of a connection to them and allows me to speak from my own cluelessness as I do in the book.
And by the way, before we get too far away, we're talking with Tom Finn. If you want to call in, 713-780-3776. Tom, how does somebody find your book?
They can go to www.areyouclueless.com, if you remember. And it's also on barnesandnoble.com. Or they could call in at 1-888-97-CLUES.
97-CLUES. I want to go, let's talk about, matter of fact, I'm going to read once again from your from a page I have from your book, even though I don't have your book, but I downloaded this from your site. Something you said here is really important. Don't try to fake that you understand someone else's experience that is different from yours. It's painfully embarrassing when you're exposed and diverse employees trust you less. Yep. And I think, you know what? I'll bet you everybody's gone through something like that at some point.
Yep.
I mean, even as just a young pup coming up in high school, in college, whatever, you do something dumb, stupid, trying to fit in, trying to be cool, trying to be whatever.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
You know, what happens when you apply it in the organization, it shows up all the time. I'll hear people say, I don't have a problem with gays. And what do you think as soon as somebody says that?
Well, there's a problem.
Exactly, you know. So there are a lot of different ways that turns out in organizations, and I think that people then mistrust you a little bit because they're thinking exactly what you said.
Why would you even say that?
Exactly, you know. So I think, I think most of us just need to accept that, yes, cluelessness exists, and you can even laugh about it at times. But when it turns into organizational, lack of profits or people sort of wanting to leave your organization, then you need to know about it. You know, you need to be clear about it.
Okay, well, you know, one of the things that you stress is the fact that you're going to make the 7 clues to profit, productivity, partnership for leaders in a multicultural world. I'm going to probably ask you this question 2 or 3 times. How do you make money with this?
Yep. Here's a story that illustrates it for me. There's a story in the book called A Bank for White People.
Ouch. A Bank for White People.
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and explain that one.
This was one of my customers years ago, and
and actually, just for a preface, this isn't about down south in 1955.
Right.
Yeah.
And they hired a woman who spoke Spanish. So they put a sign up that said, Spanish spoken here. A couple days later, a Latino couple came in, and she went to speak to them. And she said, well, welcome. You know, have you been in before? They said, no. And she said, well, why are you coming in now? She said, well, we saw the sign that said Spanish spoken here. Before this, we thought you were a bank for white people. Now, I am sure that bank did not advertise itself as the best bank for white people on the East Coast. You know?
Right, but that's the way it was perceived.
Perceived by them, and I'm sure by a whole bunch of other people. So one of the ways to make money on it, I think, is to realize, how am I being perceived in the community? Do niche thinking. You know,
Stand outside the box and look back in.
Yes. I mean, there are all sorts of ways this happens. I have a friend who was walking by a tennis racket club out in California a few months ago with her partner. All right, they're both black women. And they walked by and they looked inside and said, wow, this looks beautiful, you know. And they like to swim. They said, and one of them said, wouldn't you like to go in there? And one of the people in the couple said, but, you know, how do you think they'd perceive us? And they looked at each other and said, yeah, no way. And they walked on. Now, who knows? I'm sure that business doesn't know that that is happening. So for me, the first step is really knowing, how am I perceived, and to do it, related to some of these cultural groups that are out there, racial groups, religious groups, even gay and lesbian groups. Some of the highest incomes and highest educated groups in the United States are gay and lesbian people. Perfect customers.
Okay, but this isn't all about gay and lesbian.
Nope.
This is about everybody. I mean, let's talk about all the cultures that are out there, because that's what I want to get back to: culture, values, attitudes, behaviors, etc.
Yeah.
Because, as a matter of fact, you have a note for me here of a group that are, these values are passed down or transmitted.
Yes.
And so let's talk about that. I mean, how do we avoid transmitting, and like Chuck and I were just talking, I think we're probably a bridge generation from where my parents were to where my kids are.
Yep. Yeah, I think the avoiding it might be difficult, but just realizing that exists is the thing, and then using that. You know, I expand the definition of culture in the book because I think there are so many ways in which there are differences that have an impact in the workplace. With that definition that you talked about, just mores or behaviors or norms that are passed down or transferred, men and women are different cultures. And so, if I look at it that way, then what is it? How is my business perceived by women? How is it perceived by men? What are the opportunities for women in my organization? Do they feel like, you know, there aren't as many opportunities for them? I have a story in the book called A Restaurant for Men, where...
Okay, a bank for white people and a restaurant for men, okay.
And this is one where a woman who was a waitress was wanting to be promoted. And what this restaurant had as its sort of theme, sort of a nice saloon, an upscale saloon.
Okay.
And people, the waiters and waitresses were dressed in ties and white shirts and khaki pants. There was sort of an expectation felt among the women that you were to sort of act like men. So this woman was up for promotion to what they called a top gun. That was the
next. So is this kind of, I'm kind of paraphrasing, so is this kind of like being on the golf course inside this restaurant?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't play golf, so I don't relate that well, but that's what it seems like to me.
This is what it felt like for the women.
The women in there, okay.
Now, who knows whether she was right, because what she was told was that she was too emotional for a promotion up.
Okay.
All right. Now, that, I think many women would hear that as code for, okay, you're not acting like a man.
Exactly.
That's the way she took it.
Now, right.
Again, I can't say what it was, but if I were a leader in that situation, I would look at, okay, you know, how do women feel in this organization? What is it that they're experiencing? Keith talked about people reacting from their experiences, and he was using it from the other side of having minority folks not get too defensive when they walk in the room. Well, as a leader, the reverse of that is to understand that people who are different do have experiences where they're treated differently. And so if I were leading this woman, I would at least, all right, well, tell me, why do you think, give me some examples, and let's talk about how you're perceiving our organization. Because I don't want anybody to feel like they can't progress here, you know?
And once again, add value to the organization.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, we need to take a break. I want to come back because I know you recently were in town and you did an interview that's going to be airing sometime in November. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Rick Gillis Employment Radio on, Chuck, take it away.
It's Rick Gillis Employment Radio on Houston's ESPN 97.5. The ticket, the phone number, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get involved in the conversation, we'll be right back after these quick messages.
Welcome back to Rick Gillis Employment Radio on Houston's ESPN Radio 97.5 The Ticket. Here's Rick Gillis.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. I hope you guys are doing better and better as a result of recovering from Hurricane Ike. We are talking with Tom Finn. He's the author of, Are You Clueless? 7 Clues to Profit, Productivity, and Partnership for Leaders in a Multicultural World. Tom, you were just in Houston. You did a book signing, and I know you met with and were interviewed by Minerva Perez.
Yes.
What's that about?
We were taping a show for her new show, Latina Voices, which is on Comcast 16 in Houston, and it'll also be the show will be aired online next month. I'm not sure when yet, but it's going to be on HTVHouston.net.
Okay, but it is going to air on cable as well?
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to let me know about that. I'll let the audience know.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. When we talked this week, you told me a story that I thought was really enlightening about I think it was a black woman in an office.
Yeah.
Where you know the story I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. She kept her head down. She did a great job. She worked really hard, but nobody, go ahead and take the story.
I think many people will understand this story. In the book, it's called Oh My God, You're a Completely Different Person. it's about hidden talent. The fact that because we have such a diverse country, part of the cluelessness is that we don't realize all the jewels that are amongst us. And this was a story where we were working with a foundation, and the manager brought this up. She had said that she had gone with one of their receptionists to her church over the weekend, and the receptionist was a black woman, and she reported seeing this woman in her church, and she said she was just dumbfounded. She said, oh my God, you're a completely different person. You're confident, you're a leader. And what Rhonda said in hearing this in front of the group was she put her head down, she said, yep, When I come to work, I just put my head down and go to work. And there was no one in that organization who had any idea, they were clueless, about the leadership ability that this woman had. And you and I talked that I've met people all around the country who've come in from other countries, for example, who are, you know, surgeons there and taxi drivers.
Exactly, engineers, et cetera. Yeah, we talked about that, you know, particularly a lot from India and Pakistan. And you hear, in my country, I was an engineer, I was a doctor, I was a... But here, we're looking down on them. And my God, we're losing... amazing.
That was the story here. And so for leaders, I'm just, you know, trying to sort of get it on the radar screen that, you know, do you know all your employees' talents? You know, what they do outside of work often brings them, you know, makes them blossom. And if they are blossoming outside of work, then what's happening inside the organization that's keeping them from doing that same thing?
Tom, I'm going to have to let you go. We're running to the end of the show, but I want to thank you very much for being with us. The book is Are You Clueless, and it's areyouclueless.com. Am I correct?
You are. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Tom, very much.
Great being with you.
You bet. Now, next week, Chuck, I've been telling you about this, been making a lot of noise, but Ann Ciceri of BMI and Fran Vincent of Retro Island Marketing for the entire hour talking about music.
I'm bringing all my CDs from my home recordings to give them and see if they can give me a deal.
Okay, no, that's not a good thing. And now the fine print. Rick Gillis, Employment Radio, does not offer professional or legal advice. My guests and I do not represent this station. All commentary is offered as informational. And for entertainment purposes only, listeners are encouraged to seek professional advice regarding their own situation. This show is available on iTunes. Just search rickgillis.com.